the game of life, huh? Hey, do any of you play games at home? Do you? Okay. Have you ever played this game at home? You played the game of life? It's a game kind of like real life in a lot of ways. You get the board. I'm not going to get the board out of here, but you get a little car like that, and you get the little people. The blues are the boys, and the pinks are the pink. Here's the pink ones are the girls. Where are you, girls? Oh, here's money. Got to have money. Oh, I can't get my hand on any of the girls. There's the girls. Oopsie. Oh, there we go. There's the girls, and you can fill up your car with people, okay? And you're driving around on the board, and you're spending money, and you're spinning this wheel here to see what's going to happen to you, right? And depending on what the wheel says, oh, it's not working. Anyway, you spin that wheel. There you go. Depending what number comes up, you have to move that many spaces, and then whatever happens on that space happens to you. Sometimes good things happen. Sometimes you might get a house to live in, or a place to work, or maybe all kinds of things. Okay, good can happen, but also bad things can happen to you too in the game of life, can it? Like, you can lose money, right? You can lose houses, you can lose people, just like real life, isn't it? Just like real life. There's a man in the Old Testament we're going to be talking about just a little bit. His name is Job. Have you ever heard of Job? He played the game of life, and things went really well for him. He had lots of houses and businesses, and he was rich, and he had lots of people in his, well, he didn't have cars, but he had lots of people in his family. And then all of a sudden, one day, he lost everything. Everything was taken away from him, except for little Job himself. Lost his family, lost his possessions and his income, lost his job. And do you think that he was maybe a little upset with God when all that happened? Yeah, but somehow, sometimes that's the game of life, isn't it? That we don't just, not everything that happens is good. Sometimes bad things happen. And when bad things happen, we really struggle with God. God, why do these things happen to me? And Job was an innocent man. That means, it doesn't mean he was ever a sinful. He was a sinful person. He just didn't do bad things that people could say, look what a bad person he is. He was a good man, a man who loved God. And yet bad things happened to him. Why, God, do these things happen to me? Do we have answers to those kinds of questions, do you think? Not really. But do you know what we do know? That even when the bad things happened, who's still with us? Who's there with us? Do you know who? Yeah? Jesus is there. Bad things happened to him too, right? Right? He went to the cross. He died. But was it all bad? Because what did he do on the cross? He paid for our sins, didn't he? That was a very good thing that he did. That's why we call the day that he died Good Friday. It was a good thing. And we thank God for that. And we know that in Jesus, when bad things happen to us, they're going to turn out for our good too, aren't they? Because God loves us through His Son. So in the game of life, are we ever losers? We're never losers. Even though we may lose some things along the way, you can't play the game of life without losing a house along the way once in a while, or losing a car or some money, right? You can't, right? You can't. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. No. It means that He's with us. He's disciplining us. But in the end, we are always the winners, aren't we, through Christ? So let's pray. Should we pray? Dear God, thank You for making us the winners in the game of life. And we pray that along the way, as bad things happen to us, as we lose things, You would keep us strong in faith, knowing that in the end, ours is the victory. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.